Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Good coffee?
That's brilliant. That was a really nice cup of coffee. Thank you very much.
10 out of 10, Anika.
Wow.
Did you just learn to steam milk right then?
Only that bit left, you know what I mean?
I just learned how to steam milk.
Well, there you go.
You've done very well.
That's a huge win.
Rob is a very discerning flat white aficionado, so two thumbs up for that one. Rob, what are we talking about?
This is the Nebra Sky Disc.
Ooh, la la.
Which I've never heard of it before.
Neither.
You want to check it out. It's a bronze disc. It's about the size of an album.
Okay, like a record.
Yeah.
Okay,
it weighs about 2.2 kg and it's inlaid with gold symbols that are interpreted generally to be the sun, full or the full moon.
Oh, yeah.
A lunar crescent and stars.
I've just Googled a photo of it because you told me to.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It looks like, when you don't know the size of it, it looks like it could be like a lovely brooch or something,
yeah,
a piece of fancy jewellery.
We'll talk about that off air. I think that's going to be a little project for us.
Oh, okay. You're going to get crafty up at BFM. So tell us more about the Nebra Sky Disc.
Well, it was actually discovered in 1999. Some people would call them treasure hunters. I'd call them looters, actually. Really quite horrible people. They went to a prehistoric site in Mittenberg Hill near the town of Nebra, which is in a forest in Germany that I can't pronounce. And it's about 180k southwest of Berlin.
Oh, okay.
All right. When they dug it up, they caused considerable damage during its removal, which included splintering its outer rim and losing one of the stars.
Oh, no, that's not all good.
So they were just probably like, we've got a dig, sun's coming up. It's horrible, people. But anyway, the looters tried to sell the disc along with two swords, two axes, a chisel.
I can see the swords on this image here.
Yeah, and fragments of an armlet to a local archaeologist who discovered it was against the law. You can't do it. Anything belongs to the state.
Right.
So what they did was, they turned their page over. They left it till 2003 and they tried selling the disc to an antiques collector in Switzerland for $400,000.
Blimey.
The collector was actually working with a Swiss old bill and the looters were arrested, right? The disc was then returned to Germany. And this is where it gets really interesting.
Ooh.
When I first examined it, archaeologists said it was from the Bronze Age about 3,600 years ago.
Okay.
And they believed the disc was a ritual object representing the movement of the heavens.
That looks about right. I mean, you look at this
beautiful
thing.
But I've got to be honest, there's more stars in the sky than that.
Yeah, there is about maybe 30 stars on this disc.
Anyway, it was created by the Bronze Age Unitech people. To help track the lunar and solar calendars.
The Bronze Age who now? The uni?
It's UNETICE with little squiggly bits.
I thought you meant like Unitech, like the university.
Oh, no, it's Unitech people. Yeah, they've been going that long. Anyway, it was determined when to plant crops. In 2013, okay. UNESCO, or the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation.
Didn't know that. Nice.
Trump's probably trying to pull out of that as well. Anyway, called the Nebra Sky Disc one of the most important archaeological finds in the 20th century.
Whoa.
And we never heard of it before.
Whoa.
But then Rupert Gebhardt, director of Munich's Bavarian State Archaeology Collection.
All these people have such like fancy long titles and acronyms attached to them, their names, eh?
He claimed the looters stole, well, actually, they lied where they stole the disc from.
Oh.
Because the soil samples from the swords and all that was completely different to the disc. So he claims it's from the Iron Age.
Is that earlier or later?
That's earlier. That'd probably be about 2,500 years ago.
Whoa.
But when I thought about it, who cares? It's from a long time ago.
It's old.
It's not like last
it's
week
old
or something.
As the hills.
But anyway, there's another one. Peter Scheer, an archaeologist at Rheinsberg University, speculated it's a modern fake.
Oh.
He claimed the rich green patina has been artificially created using acid, urine and a blowtorch. Do you know when I wrote that down, I thought that is like a real hectic Tuesday night, isn't it? But then it's a different kind of acid. Anyway, and it was made with modern machinery, but he'd never examined it.
Oh, okay. Hang so on, anyway. Then. He's just rocking up to be a party pooper. He's like, I've got a theory, but he's not even looked at the thing.
The State Museum that holds it said this is all rubbish. It's all ridiculous. And it's been since it's been on display, it's brought in about 24 million euros to tourism.
Wow.
To that area. Just check it out. There's lots more to go, but I haven't got enough time.
I got to say, the swords that came with it are pretty cool as well. Yeah. They don't look like, you know, a sword like you're probably thinking of in your head. They kind of are a bit rounder at the top. Maybe they're missing the handle or something. Yeah. Oh, no, maybe that is the handle. They look pretty tough, though.
Yeah, it's a beautiful-looking thing. Shame they did what they did. Yeah. Horrible people.
Dinguses. All right, what else have we got?
I got a poem that I wrote at 5:30 this morning.
Wow, this is going to be a good one, then. Shall I hit the sting?
I don't know. You'd be the judge of it.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, me. Okay, I wrote this at 5:30 this morning because I've been busy doing other stuff.
Oh, yeah. Busy man.
I thought I'd try writing a poem on the train, but balancing my book on my knees is a pain. From Papakura to Manurewa, I stared into space and I realised I couldn't see anyone's face. Got sidetracked by football and darts as I normally do. Then in the dark, I could see Sylvia Park. It's fine. Train does a body swerve to the Eastern Line. Things on the network aren't the best at this time, but eventually it'll work out fine. It is what it is, seems to be the mantra at this time. Got to be honest though, seeing the harbour is a good thing to see first thing in the morning. I've stopped the poem now, I'm just going to say this, and I realise how lucky I am to be here at this time, so not many complaints, apart from the fact I can't buy Yorkshire tea in Papakura.
Lots of stamps for that one. I kind of liked that it went from rhyming into just more
flow. I was writing it on the way in and I sort of got sidetracked again. And as we come through, you can see the harbour and everything. And it's beautiful.
It is beautiful,
realise what a beautiful gaff this is. Do you know what I mean?
It is a beautiful gaff.
So I thought, I'm just going to say it's really good. And I realised I can't get Yorkshire tea. That's the only thing I can complain about.
Papakura, step up on your Yorkshire tea.
Yeah, new world, sort it out.
But apart from that, it's pretty much paradise.
And I got a tune for today because I think this is so uplifting. And this is Curtis Mayfield with Move On Up.
Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.